ధ్యానతిమిరాందస్య ధ్యానంజనశలాకయ చక్షూరునుమిలితం జీన తస్మై శ్రీగురవే నమః. వంచాకల్పతరువేశ్చ కృపాసింధుభ్యైవ చ పతితానం పావనేభ్యో వైష్ణవేభ్యో నమో నమో మహావదన్నాయ కృష్ణ ప్రేమ ప్రదాయతే కృష్ణాయ కృష్ణ చైతన్య నమ్నే గౌరత్రిశే. मैंने तो सोचा था कि मैं हिंदी में बोलूंगा, किंतु विशेष हिंदी समझने वाले यहाँ नहीं है, इसलिए मैं अंग्रेजी में ही अपनी टूटी फूटी भाषा में बोलना पड़ेगा. आई एम नॉट सच एक्सपर्ट इन इंग्लिश. आई नो Hindi, Sanskrit and Bengali languages, so many. Also some Odia language also, very little. Gujarati and all Indian languages. But my English is so poor. But I'm seeing that all are English knowing person. So I should speak something in English. I want to tell you that a very great devotee from India came here by the mercy of Radha Krishna Kanjugal and Mahaprabhu, and he preached for whole world the mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who was a great philosopher also, great writer. He has so many qualifications. And his name is Sri Srimad Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj. In world now, he is famous in the name of Prabhupada. He was the very greatest scholar, and also he was a realized soul. That is why he so soon, like very wonder, he preached over the whole world. I'm lucky to be in his association from 1946. About 45, 44 years before, about 50 years. I have served him so much. He liked so much. He always used to request me to sing like him, and he used to play on mridanga. Our Guru Maharaj, Om Vishnu Parashishman Bhakti, Pragyan Kesho Goswami Maharaj, gave sannyas order, renounce order to him in Mathura. I was like a priest. Though I always honor him like my Shiksha Guru, but he always used to think me like his god brother. We were like friends. So I had so much occasion to serve him. When he was coming to Western countries, and he came to Boston by any navigation, Sindhya navigation board, he requested me to send all his books all his materials. He requested me to send so many kartals when he was in second 22nd. He was very fond of sweets also. He requested me to also send some very beautiful sweet like peda, which is very famous in India. I sent him so many pairs of ditties. And what he wanted, at once, he used to write me and I used to help him. I remember the last days of Swamiji. When he was in Vrindavan, and he wanted to give up this planet forever and to go to Golok Vrindavan to serve conjugal. At very date, he called me. And he began to weep, taking my hands in his hands. And he requested me to sit down on his own bed. But I respectfully did pranam and took the lotus feet dust of Swamiji. And a chair was brought and sat there. And he told that, now I'm going to leave this place. I brought so many disciples from Western countries. I want that. I could not train them so much. I request you to always help them. You should give me word. I told that I will always follow your orders. You are my Shiksha Guru, so I must follow you. And I am giving birth that time. Future, I will help them. He also told me, he gave me about 250 letters. So at that time, he told me that, I want that with your own hand, you should give me Samadhi. You know perhaps Samadhi? Renounce other persons are never burnt. They are given samadhi, holy samadhi. I told that I will obey you. He told that you should also manage my separation festival. And you should donate all the prominent temple of Vrindavan, Govindiji, Gopinath, Madan Mohan, Radha Damodar, Radhe Bank, Vihari, Ravadha, Pallav, and all. And he gave me so many directions. So, more than 50 years I served him. So, I think that at the time when he was here, in New York, he wrote so many letters and requested, also he requested me personally to come with him and to preach everywhere with him. But at that time, I was serving my own Gurudev, so I humbly told that when my Gurudev will go to Navadvip, then I will have chance to serve you and I will surely come. But I could not come. Perhaps that is why he has dragged me and inspired me that now I have planted so many seeds in all over the world. They are drying. These sprouts are going to be
dry.
So you must come. I never thought that I will come to Western countries or anywhere else living Vrindavan. I wanted to be in Vrindavan and observe totally in reminding Krishna, chanting Krishna and his one-pointed love as gopis But it dragged me and inspired me that you should preach the same thing in my line to the whole world. And that is why everything he is managing, Krishna is managing, my Gurudev is managing. I'm not qualified. I don't know any language so well. But even coming here, I began to speak something little. I have no practice in India to speak in English. But here, coming, I'm telling something, speaking something. So I want to glorify Swamiji always, and I've glorified. And I will glorify my whole life because he has done so splendid and wonderful thing that he has established more than hundreds preaching center in the world. But I want to give him a glorify more that he has written so many authentic books and translated and published. And it has gone all over the world. Now, everywhere, in each country, there are so many centers, and all are chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram. So the devotees are inviting me, and I'm coming, going here and there. We'll need to say something about what he has preached. That is Vedic knowledge and culture. Some may one ask that in Christianity, in Mohammedanism, in Buddhism, they worship only one God. But in India, you worship so many gods. Why? Why not one God? There are somewhere, here and there, oh, you Indians, worshiping so many gods. Why this? Very easy answer is there. That from top to bottom, bottom to top, we have so many classes. There should not be one class. If there is only PhD or D.Litt class, then anyone cannot go up to that. Anyone is not qualified to be PhD, D.Litt or MA. Never. There must be some classes. In the world, there are so many classes of persons, tamasic, rajasic, sattvic, so many kinds of persons. Some anger, having so much anger, so much lust, so much, they want to kill all animals, everything. So there are so many kinds of persons. If there is only class, they cannot go up. There must be class. And we are following in whole world this thing. From top on, one class to second, third, fourth, fifth, seventh, and MA, PhD, D.Litt, and so on. So we have so many deities. Those who are in tamasic stage, they cannot know who is Krishna, who is Narayana, who is Ram, they cannot know. So better for them to serve any god, goddesses, like Durga, like Ganesh, like others. They are all vibhutis of Krishna. Vibhuti, you know? Opulence. Opulence, not opulence.
Energy.
Energy. All. We should try to see. Ek me bahut. Unity in diversity. And diversity in unity we should try to see. There is a country, America, one country. But here so many mountains, so many rivers, so many persons, so many women, so many trees, creepers, animals, so many. So, here, it has written, Bhagavan. What is the meaning of Bhagavan? Bhagavan means, Bha means who is the Bharata, supporter and nourisher of the whole world. From where this world has come, he created. Who is supporter of all? And in which we live, Bhavash, jisme ki samast vishwa vash karta hai, Vashati, whole universe, all entities live in him. And he lives in all, everywhere, in each atom. He is Bhagavan. Everywhere the theory is the same. Like God, G generator, D O operator, and D destructor. In India also, in Vedic culture also, from whom God has been created, who is supporting and nursing to all. And after this world, all will go in him. He is called God. But we have some speciality in Vedic culture, that he is not nirvishesh, zero. Purnamadah, purnam idam, purnat purnam udachyate, purnasya purnam mahadaya, purnam eva avashishyate. Krishna is purna. Bhagavan is purna. So, we think, especially we follow Srimad Bhagavatam. In Bhagavatam it has been told, Eti chansa kalapunsa krishnastu bhagavan svayam. Narayan, Ram, Nisingha, Kalki, Vaman, all are same tattva. All are Bhagavan. But according to the vision of a rush, there is some difference between them. Not difference. All are same. One tattva. Like moon is one. But in moon we see so many things. Ekam, duj, tritiya, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, up to 16 full moon. These are not a separate Chandra moon. One. So Ram, Krishna and all are same. But according to the vision of Rasa, speciality in Krishna. That is why it has been told that Krishnastu Bhagavan Swayam. Krishna is in Gita, he has told, Mattah parataram tattvam nasti. I am the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Mama eva je prapadyante. Mama eva. Mama eva means? Mama eva prapadyante. Sarva dharman pratyajya mama eva. There is also. In Gita, so everywhere, like Mam Eva. He has so many potencies. Sarva Shaktiman. And he has some shape, Vishi. Always he, eternal, his roop is that, Krishna. He has told everything to Arjuna. If you want to know the meanings of Gita, then you'll have to follow the path of Arjuna, that he has first admitted that you are Supreme Personality of Godhead. Otherwise, we cannot understand all these things. So, Krishna is eternal. And the jivas, we, souls, are eternal. The relation between Krishna or Bhagavan and jivas are eternal, is eternal. So this is Sanatana Dharma. Jivas are all eternal servant of Krishna. This is the message of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This is the message of our Vedas, Upanishads and everywhere. It is written. So this is Sanatana Dharma. Krishna, Ram and all has told the same thing. Gita, Bhagavata, all scriptures tells like this. Krishna is so merciful. I want to tell you one story of Krishna, pastime of Krishna. Some things that if we will take, we will worship Krishna one-pointed, then we will be very poor. And if we will serve Ganesh, Kartikeya, Durga, Shankar, then we will be very rich soon. And if you are serving Krishna, then what will be? We will be like street beggar. And in Srimad Bhagavat, actually it has been said. It has been said. What? Tad dhanam shane. If anyone is doing bhajan, I take away everything and he becomes a street beggar. Why? Why he becomes? There is something. He receives so much a transcendental thing that in front of that transcendental love, affection, these are like dust. So, he thinks that all this wealth, reputation and worldly things are like dust, no use. So he becomes. But worldly people cannot understand this. Why he has become? Like Sukadeva Goswami, even not wearing clothes, always here and there naked, why? Oh, he's absorbed in love and affections in such high state that he don't require anything of that. Wealth makes us, gives us so many problems. First we see that, without wealth we cannot be happy. But you can realize in your old age, when there will be no way, that at the time of death you cannot take a single farthing from here, what you have collected whole life, and then you will die. Oh, what to do? But still, Krishna is so merciful. So merciful. You know the name of Sudama Vipra. When Krishna was at about 12 or 15 years, Vasudeva Maharaj has sent him to Sandipani Muni in his school. Krishna and Baldev were there, admitted in that school. And same time, a Brahmin boy named Sudama. He also was admitted there. He was so poor. But he was a very good devotee. So he was studying with Ram and Krishna there. One day, there was a rainy day. There was no dry wood for fire sacrifice or for Brahmani to cook. Brahmani told, "My dear boys, can you bring some dry wood? Because there is no dry wood, so that I can cook. And for your Gurudev, there is no wood for fire sacrifice." They at once went to a very dense forest, and it was evening. And when they collected some dry woods, and in the meantime, the whole sky was covered with clouds and heavy rain was there. And it was winter season. So, taking the bandage of all wooden bandage, and the whole night they were standing in the water. Because here and there it may be so deep water, they can die. So they were standing whole night and trembling. When sun came, then some Devanimar, the Gurudev, was searching him. "Oh boy, oh Krishna, oh Sridhama, where you are, where you are?" Then they were replying that, "Oh Gurudev, we are here. Why you are here? Oh, we came to collect some dry woods. But in the meantime, darkness so much came and heavy rain that everywhere, water and water, we could not see that water is like ocean here and there, everywhere. So we are standing here. Why you could not give up this heap of bundle of these woods? Oh, it will be wetted. So we took on head. He told that, "You have given your life and soul for me. I'm so happy that for a guru, a disciple can serve like this. You have not jaan ki parwaah nahi rahi.
They didn't care for their life.
You could not have any care for your life. So I'm so much happy. I'm giving benediction that whole Vedas Upanishad and all Shastra should come in our heart at once, quickly." And it happened. Miraculously. All Ved Shastra. That is called 64
kinds of art.
Arts. Everything. Quickly learned. So, after this, they returned to their homes. One can be renounced order from his Gurudev Ashram, or he can be married also. So both were married. Now Krishna has about 16,108 queens, prominent eight, and so many children from one queen, 10 sons and one daughter. You can imagine how much. And Krishna was in Dwarkapuri, being the king there, emperor there. Now, Sudama has married a very beautiful Brahmin daughter of Gargacharj. Her name was Gargi. So beautiful and learned and good devotee. of Krishna. She told her husband, "We are so poor. We have not done any job for yourself to be rich. Always chanting, remembering, and in trance always. Never cared. And you go sometimes to wake something. I want that you should go to your friend. Dwarkadhish is your friend. And if he will go, then he will give something that we will not have to be like poor like this." He told that, "I cannot wake. Never. I want to die, but never I want to beg anything." He was very Nishkinchan, Akinchan, Vaishnav. But she requested, because she was a pure devotee, and also Pativrata, chaste lady. He used to see that his husband is so poor, and sometimes he begs. So she cooks anything, offers to Krishna, Bhagavan, God, and he offers all to his husband. But her husband is so that he takes very little, and he leaves everything remnants for her, for his wife. And seeing this wife that worry for this, and she became old in his young age. Also Sudama Vipra, in young age he became old. So he requested him again and again that you should go. You will have not to beg anything. He will give everything to you without begging. So you must go. He told that I am going only to meet him. I will not tell anything to him. No harm. I said, "I am going, but you should give me something that I will present him." She told that, "Hey, there is nothing in my house." So she begged some
broken rice.
And she wrapped it in a very, any cloth, but dirty cloth, because no white or anything good. Anyhow, he took. And chanting Krishna and remembering Krishna, he went. From morning, he walked up till 4 or 5 in evening, and he reached there. He was so much tired. There were some beva in his
crack, so many cracks in his feet.
And worn and torn, no cloth. Only one chadar here and one, and it was also of his wife, not of him. And it was old and old. He was searching the house of Krishna, palace of Krishna. And there are so many lakhs and lakhs palaces in Dwarka, and anyone could not tell that where he will be. In which Queen's palace will be. Anyhow, luckily, Krishna saw from the palace of Rukmini, he was sitting on the bed of Rukmini, and Rukmini and all queens were doing chamar, bhajan, and so many things, giving betel net. And then Krishna, he saw Krishna, that Brahmin. And Krishna came running and weeping and embraced that Brahmin. After that he took his hand and went to the queen that Rukmini. And he requested him to sit on the dirt bed. And he, Krishna said, lower down. And he began to wash the feet of Krishna. And he asked queens that you should give water. And he began to pour. Not only by this, by his tears also. All the queens are thinking, who is this Brahman? After that, washing hands, and he did archan, gave tilak, and when he was seated easily, then he offered something to take, and after that, he began to message that poor Brahmin. All were fanning and chambering to this Brahmin, poor Brahmin. At that time, Sudama thought that it may be that he has not recognized me. He is thinking that anyone other. He is not thinking that I am the same Brahmin. It may be. And that is why he is honoring me and giving so much these things. Then Krishna kindly told him the same story of his school and collecting oats. Then he knowingly he is doing. Whole night they were talking each other, and when it became morning, he took bath and he did what he used to do, archan and doing everything. And he told Krishna, oh Krishna, and now I want to return my home. Krishna told, have you brought something for me? But he was so simple, he did not want to give that what presentation his wife has given. I know that my sister-in-law must have given you something. And seeing, telling so, from here, there was a peat here, and he took forcibly, and took one. When he began to take second, then Rukmini catch hold. Oh, you want to give myself also? By giving one handful of this rice, and you have given whole world affluence to him, then you want to give us also. Don't do so. And after that, he told that I must go. Krishna said, yes, you can go. Krishna outwardly gave nothing. Not even one coin also. Or in India, it is a culture that if anyone comes and he used to go, then even a dhoti, a chadar, or something is given to him. But Krishna never did also this thing. Even then he began to walk towards his home. He was thinking, oh, Krishna is so merciful. He thought that I'm qualified, unqualified. And that is why he had never given anything. So if I had all these things, affluence and so much wealth, then I will forget Krishna. In world, we see that those who have taken birth in so much high family, those who are so much learned persons, those who are so beautiful, and those wealth, they cannot chant and remember Krishna. They cannot worship. That is why Krishna is so merciful to me that he has not given anything, any wealth or one farthing to me. And thinking all these things, whole day walking, in evening he reached to his village and saw that, where is my village? I have come wrong perhaps. Where is my bhajan kuti? He saw that there was no kuti.
No hermitage,
nothing. And where have gone my old cows? There was one cow, very
lean and thin.
Where have my wife? Where is my wife? He saw that a big palatial building was there. And there were so many Kamdhenu there, about 16,108, with goat calves, very big horses, very beautiful calves. So many elephants were doing like this, and palatial so much building. So many ratna, jewels were there, full of jewels. There were so many maid servants there, very beautiful in young years. And he saw at once that I have come to any palatial building. In the meantime, his wife, surrounded by so many young, very beautiful ladies, having a big thal with arati, water, lamp, chandan, chawal, and all these things. And he wanted to do arati of Sudama Vipra. He was so ashamed. And why they are coming to me? And he wanted to return and to fly away anywhere. But his wife caught hold at once. And when he touched, at once he became also very beautiful young Brahmin. Very beautiful. Krishna is so merciful. He thought that Sudama Vipra has come from his home. He is so beggar, poor. There was nothing in his home, but even borrowing something from neighbor, and he has brought something for me. But I have so much affluence. So how I can repay him? I cannot repay. Because he has given whole everything. But I cannot give him everything. So I cannot repay. So in the night, he gave everything to him. All the queens, one big palaces. So there were about
16,108.
So many cows, so many calves, so many horses, so many elephants, so many everything there. So one article, all queens gave him. Now he is so rich. He began to weep bitterly. Now I can forget Krishna. But he is so merciful. I never wanted. But my wife wanted something. And he has given so much rich that I may forget him. So what to do? Began to weep. Then at once Krishna inspired that you cannot forget. I've given, it is a very true person and qualified person. Otherwise, all will think that those who worship Krishna becomes poor. So I must take this for example that if anyone serves Krishna, he never becomes poor. So we should not fear for this. But if you are engaged in this, then you cannot have that transcendental love and affection which is really in Vrindavan. So, if any is qualified, Krishna takes up all these things and gives eternal bliss and eternal this love. And this is our, we are all eternal servant of Krishna. So anyhow, we should try to serve him, chant him. all the process, among all the process, to chant her name is so easy. In night, in day, whether we are poor or rich, whether we are very famous or nothing, we can chant. Even a boy can chant, a Mohammedan can chant, a Christian can chant, all can chant together. There is no rule and regulation for night and day to take bath or not take bath. Even you can chant it on sitting on bed, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. There should be some honor for that. I am of Krishna. Main Krishna ka hum. It has been written in a book that if anyone thinks that Krishna is mine, then Krishna becomes his forever. One time especially, jadi anyone can. Jadi ek baar bhi Krishna ko ye kahe ki main tumhara hun, to Krishna uske ho jate hain. Krishna becomes him. So, in among all the processes to serve Krishna, Harinam Sankirtan is best. Harirnam, 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 Ayivakiva. Kalau nasti, 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 gatiranyata. We cannot meditate. We cannot have a trance. We cannot do fire sacrifices in Kali Yuga. Anything can be meditated. Only Harinam. Going to office, doing any job, anywhere, sleeping, even there is a very little story I am telling you. Once there was a person who was always engaged in his job. He had no time to chant name or doing anything medical,
meditation
or anything. Whole day and night he was engaged. Once Narad came to him and told, why you are not chanting? He told that, I have no time in day and night. Oh, you have time. When I have time? Oh, when you are going to school, what are you doing? What do you do? At that time I am free. Oh, at that time you should do. So he took a lota in India style and he went to school in forest. And he was sitting and also passing his stool and he was chanting Hare Krishna, Ram, 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 Ram. In the same time, Hanuman was there. Anywhere Ram Nam will be done, chanted, he must come. So he came and he saw that in impure stage he is chanting, passing his stool. So he kept very strongly on his back. But he became so wonder that he is easily chanting Ram Ram, and after that he went away. How it became? I kicked once to Raman and Kumbhakaran, and they became fainted and rolling down on the earth. But he easily went away and nothing. How it became? Then he went to the palace of Ram and he used to message him in night. So when he entered, Ram was doing crashing like this. He asked that, oh Prabhu, why you are doing so? So you have kicked me and now you are asking me that.
What happened?
What happened? When I kicked you? Never, never. No, no. When that person was passing his stool and you kicked him when he was chanting Ram Ram. You know that Ram and myself, the name and Nami is both one. No difference. When he was chanting Ram Ram, I was there. So your kick was on my back, not on his back. So Prabhu is so merciful. You can chant anyway, without taking food, without taking bath, at the time of sleeping, walking, anytime. Jatha tatha naam lai, desh kal niyam nahi, sarva siddhi hai, by this name. You can have everything if you want liberation, salvation, wealth, reputation, good wife, good child, or Krishna prem. Everything can be achieved by only by this name. There is no source in Kali by any other process. But if you are following some rules and regulation to chant Krishna name, then it is more better. Quickly you will have. Otherwise, you will have to take so many birth and deaths. And after that, any good association you can have. And after that, you will have Saddha, Nishtha, Ruchi, Asakti, Bhav, Prem. Then you can go there. So, you should try to chant with very strong faith that by this, my life will be success. If whole life, you are always engaging your whole energy to collect money, 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 you cannot be happy. It is what established truth. We'll have to give up all this body also. So, we have to try to follow this process of Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Gaur Premanande. Oh, one kirtan. Jabihari. Oh, you don't remember? So any kirtan you like. What you remember? And after that, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.